a tree before my spirit calls again. Fill up the stocking, we may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute.
Yes, I'm looking for a pear tree.
An evergreen pear?
Well, a pear tree that could hold a bird.
Could hold a bird.
Could hold a bird in it.
Okay, hold on one second.
Like, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, well, I could bring the bird down there. Would that be the best way? And, Testa, we would, naturally, we'd clean up anything that might happen.
You are kidding, aren't you?
Well, I have this partridge.
Mm-hmm. You want to put him in a pear tree?
Oh, wouldn't you think that would make a great gift?
I certainly would.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
Listening in the lane, snow is glistening, a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. Pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man. But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made, walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow, we can build a snowman, then pretend that he is Parson Brown.
He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no, man.
But you can do the job when you're in town. Later on, we'll conspire as we dream by the fire. The plans that we made, we'll face unafraid. Walking in a winter wonderland.
bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle, bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. We're dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. All the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. Oh, what fun it is to sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle, bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle, bells jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. A day or two ago, I thought I'd take a ride, and soon Miss Fanny Bright was seated by my side. The horse was lean and lank. Misfortune seemed his lot. He got into a drifting bank, and then we got upset.
Upset?
Jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Dashing through the fields of white on this happy Christmas night. Off we go through the snow. Bells are ringing, we'll be singing. Jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jing, jangle. Jingle bell, jangle bell. All the way on a one.
Chestnuts. Probably chestnuts.
White Christmas.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Chestnuts roasting on an open
fire. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and I'll be home for Christmas.
Chestnuts.
Roasting on an open fire.
We wrote it out of love for the season.
Singer-songwriter Mel Torme.
Bob Wells and I wrote that together, so I always say it's not the editorial we or the editorial our. It is a joint effort with Bob Wells. Well, actually, it happened by my walking into Bob Wells' house out in Toluca Lake, California on one hot July day in 45. And he was not downstairs. He yelled from upstairs that he'd be down shortly. He just finished showering. And I walked over to the piano downstairs, and here was a tablet on the piano, a writing tablet, and it had the first four lines of the Christmas song. So I sat down and looked at these words, and when he came into the living room, I said, what's this all about? And he said, I was just trying to cool myself off. It was so hot today. I started to think about Christmas this early. I said, hey, it looks like I might make a song. And in 20 minutes, the song was written. What we tried to do was to create a musical collage of some of the Christmas scenes. We set out to write a song that had different instant scenes of Christmas, of chestnuts roasting on an open fire, and being outside and having your nose being nipped by Jack Frost, and turkeys and mistletoe, and Santa's on his way with toys and goodies on his sleigh. Those are all pictures, and that's what we tried to do, to make a sort of potpourri of Christmas scenes, and I guess we did all right because it's still around.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Three nice Jewish boys, Bob Wells and myself, and Irving Berlin wrote what are possibly the two biggest Christmas songs in the world. Irving Berlin, of course, wrote White Christmas. I think that Christmas, maybe the bad thing is that it has become terribly commercialized. Maybe the good thing is that more people of not just the Jewish faith, but people all over the world, I think, recognize Christmas as a time of reaffirmation of peace and brotherhood.
And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to
birthday.
Christmas and then some. We'll return after this.
The happiest Christmas is a homecoming Christmas with the snow fluttering down till the bright candles burning, old friends returning, the wishes of children are coming true, and the happiest wishes are just old-fashioned wishes May your days be merry, your sorrows be small. May the ones you love be near you. That's the happiest Christmas. Bright candles burning, old friends returning, the wishes of children are coming true, and the happiest wishes are just old-fashioned wishes. May your day be merry, your sorrows be small. May the ones you love be near you. That's the happiest Christmas of
Christmas tree was standing alone, waiting for someone to come by. One little Christmas tree that never had grown cried as he looked up to the sky. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, the tallest of all, I'm so afraid and so alone. Could one little Christmas tree, so tiny and small, light up someone's home? 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little child can find a toy. One little Christmas tree can light up a home, so one little heart can find some joy. One little angel who was riding a star cried as she looked down at the tree. Oh, please, Mr. Father Tree, wherever you are, may I give him the star you gave to me. Then in the heavens came a voice from afar, a voice that was heard throughout the world. Go down, little angel girl, and give him your star. Tonight he'll light the world. 'Cause one little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so those who are lost may find their way. One little Christmas tree can light up the world, so all men may see on Christmas Day. One little Christmas tree.
Library.
Hello, is this the library?
Yes, it is.
Could I get some information on...
I'll give the reference just a minute.
Yes?
I need some information on animals.
Animals?
Yes, you might be able to help me. Can you tell me if a turtle dove is a turtle or a dove?
Animals?
Well, a bird. Is it a bird or is it a turtle?
Okay, just a minute. Hang on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now this is from the Webster's Third Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it says, especially a common European bird.
Oh, it is a bird.
Noted for its plaintive cooing. Middle English turtle dove, and that's spelled T-U-R-T-I-L.
Ah. Would that be the same if there were two of them?
It's one word.
Oh, it's one word.
Yes.
But two of them would not be turtle stuff. See, I'm what I'm interested in is two of them.
No, no, it's just one. It says a common European bird. It's one word, and it designates a bird.
Oh, I see.
And it is a bird.
Do you think they would make a nice gift?
Well, if you think of the first day of Christmas, that song, you know, with the two turtle doves, that type of thing.
Oh, very good.
Well, that, I don't know. It may have been from the Old English tradition.
I see. Do you know where I could buy one or two? I need two.
Just a minute. I'll see if I can find that out for you.
Okay,
now, hello?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now we have to refer you to the specialized service downtown. Ask for Link, and they'll transfer you directly, and then you...
Link?
Yes.
Is that an animal or a bird?
On the second day of Christmas, my true love said to me, two turtle doves and the partridge in a pear tree.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom. Felicidad.
watch.
Uh-huh. And a watch.
Two watches. Rich watches.
And two real watches for Christmas.
Don't say that. Just bring it to school because I'm Jewish. Okay, say that.
But just bring it to school because I'm not a Jewish.
Christmas and then some. We'll return after this.
gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
You know, it's a good thing to observe Christmas Day. The mere markings of times and seasons when men and women agree to stop work and make merry is a wise and wholesome custom.
But in any big city or anywhere, you get wound up in Christmas traffic.
It reminds one to set his own little watch now and then by the great clock of humanity.
It's no longer a time when you spend time together as a family. It's a time when kids start telling you what they want, and you end up paying for it for the rest of the year.
But there is a better thing than the observance of Christmas Day, and that is keeping Christmas.
No. A big impression. Everyone has to make an impression on everybody. That'll be it, you know.
Yeah.
So everyone's trying to impress everybody.
Well, I don't know what it's like in America, but in England it tends to become more and more commercial.
Just as soon as Halloween is over, you see Christmas decorations.
Christmas is nothing spiritual, everything monetary.
Christmas is a sale.
Christmas is money.
Christmas is not the same as it used to be.
Christmas was. Yeah. And I think back on some of the Christmas that I had as a boy, young little boy, I marvel that there was so much sweet enjoyment out of it all. And all being together was Christmas. And we all had little presents. Most of the things were handmade, because there wasn't much money in those days, not in England. And carol singing, too. We used to go out or up to the farms in the country, go through the snow and everything, anywhere from 10 o'clock at night until 2 in the morning. But we got fed on the way, warm drinks and feed. But we used to love doing that. We don't get that now. It's nothing like to hear a choir sing in the middle of the night. There's something about the stillness that brings out the sound. That's how I always put it. And the tone seems to be much purer than it does in daylight. It's just the effect of the darkness, I suppose. Yeah. Yes. We used to go to a farm, and there was the old grandma and grandpa on the farm. And Silent Night was their great favourite. Funny. So I once asked the old gentleman, he says, "Why are you so fond of Silent Night?" He says, "Son," he says, "it's coming soon." He meant he was going to die soon. We were brought up to realise that Christmas had a very, very serious side, commemorating the birth of Christ. Well, that today seems to be dying off. And that's going to come back. Don't you worry. I'm an old man, but I've got faith a lot of it's going to come back. Why not? Things have a cycle. And the good things always come out. You can't cover them up.
Singing carols, stringing popcorn, making footprints in the snow. Memories, Christmas memories, they're the sweetest ones I know. Cookies baking in the kitchen, cards and ribbons everywhere. Frosty Christmas memories float like snowflakes in the air.
You know the joy of waking Christmas morning, the family round the tree. Christmas morning, as merry as can be.
I close my eyes and see shiny faces of all the children who now have children of their own. Funny, but comes December, and I remember every Christmas I've known.
French consulate?
Hello. Is this the French consulate?
Yes, it is.
Yes, I have an unusual request for some information that I need. I've been trying to find out what a French hen is.
A French hen?
A French hen.
Hem?
Yes, hen.
In a dress, you mean? A hem?
No, hen in a barnyard, like.
Oh.
What I'm trying to find...
Why is it called French hen?
Yes, I mean, how is it different? Does it have an accent, or...
Let me see if I can find anyone. Hold on.
Hello? Can I help you?
Yes, I hope so. I'm trying to find out about a French hen. Actually, three French hens I need.
Do you have a name?
Do I have the name of the hens?
Oh, you mean in this country they call them French hens.
Don't they call them that in France? How would you say French hen in French?
Poule française.
Now, if I need three poules françaises...
What is it for?
It's for a gift. You don't know where I...
Our commercial office should be able to help you.
Your commercial office?
Yes.
Do they deal in French hens?
They deal in everything.
Is that... So that would be my French connection?
Okay.
On the third day of Christmas, my true love sent to me... He's making a list, checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town. Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming.
Back with Christmas and then some in a few minutes. Just keep watching.
This holiday, mark it well. Note how perfectly right it fell. Yes, it's Christmas, but something is new, because this Christmas I spend with you. Mark the stardust upon my sleeve. Note this feeling of Christmas Eve. Thanks to heaven, the best is in view, because this Christmas I spend with you. So ring bells, go ahead, ring 'em. Ring bells, big bells, little bells, jingle bells. Ring bells, tell them to mark this holiday for my own. Note this Christmas I'm not alone. All my wishes at last have come true, because this Christmas I spend.
Sunlight through the pine, taste the warm of winter wine, dream of softly falling snow. Winter's gold, aspen glow, as the winter days unfold, hearts grow warmer with the cold. Peace of mind is all you know. Winter's gold, aspen glow, aspen is a life to live. See how much there is to give. See how strongly you believe. See how much you may receive. Smiling faces all around. Laughter is the only sound. Memories that can't grow old. Winter's gold, aspen glow. Aspen is a life to live. See how much there is to give. See how strongly you believe. See how much you may receive. See the sunlight through the pine, taste the warm of winter wine, dream of softly falling snow. Winter's go, aspen go. Winter's go, aspen go.
The purpose of music is communication.
Gerald Otley, director of the Mormon Tabernacle Choir.
If it isn't saying something to someone, it doesn't matter how well crafted it is, how well performed it is, it's sterile. First of all, the conductor has to understand the essence of the given piece and try to get to the core of it himself so that he can then reflect it, not only by what he says to the choir in rehearsal, but by the way he portrays the song as it flows when it's being performed. This is done by body language, by the physical gesture of the hands and arms, and a great deal is done by the face to bring that mood about. Tum pum pum dee da 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 da. I had an interesting experience with that one a number of years ago when we were recording it with Leonard Bernstein in the New York Philharmonic. A new arrangement had been done, and this arrangement made a great deal out of that rhythmic figure. And as I understand it, the arranger had attempted to portray the movement of the camels that the wise men rode on this occasion. And Leonard Bernstein, after we had rehearsed the piece through on the first hearing, stopped and said, "Well, Christmas is many things to many people," because this was a different feeling than he'd ever heard in the piece before. And so I immediately hearken back to the wise men every time I hear that piece. Well, of course, the Philadelphia Orchestra is a great thrill because it's such a fantastic organization. The one experience I had conducting the organization, I soon discovered that my responsibility was to stay out of their way and let them make music. If it isn't saying something to someone, it doesn't matter how well crafted it is, how well performed it is. It's sterile.
Hi there, how are you?
Fine.
And have you been good?
No.
Christmas and then some. We'll return after this.
Little girls and little boys dream of worlds full of toys this time of the year when Christmas is near. Oh, evergreen, a snowy white, sleigh bells ring through the night. This time of the year when Christmas is near. And somewhere near a steeple, people kneel and pray, and choirs sing carols of Christmas Day. Santa Claus is on his way with loads of joy on his sleigh. This time of the year when Christmas is near.
On his way,
loads of joy,
with loads of joy
on his sleigh.
This time of the year when Christmas is
new. Where the trees
Christmas time.
It's Christmas time.
Gay, gay, the children's voices filled with laughter, filled with glee. Gay, gay, the tinsel things upon the dark and spicy tree. Was born to bless the sons of men. This is Christmas, this is Christmas, this is Christmas time,
it's Christmas time.
Sing, sing, ye heavenly hosts, to tell the blessed Savior's birth. Sing, sing, in holy joy, ye dwellers all upon the King, King, yet tiny babe, come down to us from God above. King, King of every heart, which opens wide to love. This is Christmas, this is Christmas, this is Christmas time.
Sing we Noel, sing we joyously Noel. Joyously sing of the news we have to tell. Sing we Noel, sing we joyously Noel. Joyously sing of the news we have to tell. Born to us in the little village of Bethlehem on this day,
Is the little Christ child so pure and holy? He's sleeping there in the hay. Sing we Noel, sing we joyously, Noel. Joyously sing of the news we have to tell.
Joyously sing of the news we have to tell.
Poor little baby, no other place was found, except in a manger with cows and sheep.